It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. Once a month or so, we're joined by our friend Rob Bedecker, a freelance writer based in the Bay Area, just to check in on what's going on with him and his life. Rob, hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Jesse. Good to talk to you again.
So I have to say, I was really surprised when my producer, Julia, told me that what you're up to these days actually dovetails really well with our food theme this week on the show. Maybe you could sort of let us in.
Totally. I started a whole farm and a whole farm box system, a community agriculture thing where we deliver boxes of fresh fruit and veggies to people in the city.
Okay, I know about this kind of thing. I actually have one. I pick a box up every week at the Mount Washington Elementary School here in L.A. It's like we're a group of people get together and everybody pays $20 a month or so, and the farmers agree to provide fresh fruits and vegetables in a big box every week.
Yeah, so every week I like to send out a letter with the veggies and the produce in the box, just so people kind of know what's going on at the farm, and maybe I'll share some recipes or tips, stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds great. I mean, I think even though our audience won't necessarily be getting exactly the same vegetables. I mean, the same stuff is in season all over the country, and the recipes will be great. So I'm looking forward to hearing this. Why don't you read it for us?
Good. So let me grab the letter from this week's box and share it with y'all.
I'll just press play on this music that you brought.
Thank you for supporting sustainable community agriculture. Here's some notes on what you'll find in your Blessed Stork Farms box this week. Winter is here, which would normally mean lots of yummy cauliflower. Mixed news this week, though, as some tenacious root weevils got into our mulch beds. Field manager Bodie says he'll have it sorted out by early May. So, no cauliflower this time around, but we're substituting a pod of wonderful Caribbean saltcock corn. It's a small, dry, hard seed that is absolutely scrumptious, fried up in butter with some fiddlehead ferns and tossed with quinoa. Be sure to hammer the seeds first.
Wait, Rob, I don't mean to interrupt you here. I guess I just don't know what I'm not like a culinarian. What does hammer the seeds mean?
So you know what a hammer is, right?
Yeah, sure, like a hand tool, sure.
Yeah, and you know what a seed looks like, right?
Absolutely, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you just kind of add two and two and smash up the seeds. They're so tasty once you do that. It should only take an hour or so.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you off track there.
Okay. Coyotes came down hard on our apple saplings this summer, so apple lovers will have to rejoice another time. Fingers crossed Bodie remembers to put up the coyote fence next year. We all make mistakes. It's part of this sometimes smooth, sometimes bouncy journey we're all on together, a.k.a. life. What you'll find in your box instead of apples is a bushel of jaundice squash hair, which some native peoples considered a spiritual menstrual food. Note to weed allergy folks and men, do not handle the box, as the squash hair is a gluten bomb and a hormonal toxin, believe it or not.
Wait, Rob, did you say hormonal toxin?
Yeah, researchers have found it just messes with the human body.
Okay, keep reading your CSA letter.
Those of you who attended the solstice rave at the farm know what a magical experience that was to dance all night with the rhythm of the earth and moon. Ironically, having so many people packed into the north field for the rave killed the beets, literally. So no beets in your box this week. Thanks to many of you who wrote in to say how much you enjoyed the impromptu hula hoop clinic put on that night by our own office admin goddess, Sishwana. And I'm told, ably assisted by Bodhi. If you keep up with our blog, you know that Carlos has a magic touch with our broccoli patch. Semi-bad news this week, as Bodhi called Carlos a something I'd rather not say, even though Carlos is Cuban. And Bodhi has been placed on administrative leave. Bummers come in twos, they say. And sure enough, Sishwana will no longer be manning the phones, as she and I are taking some non-optional time apart due to her being in Saturn return and having an interest in eating meat and meeting other meat eaters and or guys with a better energy.
Oh, man, better energy. What does that even mean, dude?
I don't know. Aloha to Sishwana, who, let's just put this on the table, got off to a quick start on the newest phase of her journey with our own ex-field manager, Bodhi. They have apparently bought a commercial beef ranch in Lodi. Good for them. But less so for all y'all in the Blessed Stork community, as the newlyweds help themselves to a what-the-f-sized amount of green onions that were supposed to go in your boxes. That's about all this week from Blessed Stork Farms, friends. Remember, eating local seasonal food means being creative and keeping your complaints to a minimum. So practice gratitude and send along your recipes. Thank you for supporting community organic agriculture. Rob.
I gotta admit, Rob, that was a little more intense than I expected it to be.
Yeah, sometimes the letters and the whole farm project just takes on a life of its own.
Fair enough. Rob Bedeker is a freelance writer based in San Francisco. He's also part of the Casper Hauser Comedy Group. He's once a month here on The Sound of Young America, or you can find him online at Rob Bedeker, that's BAEDEKER.tumblr.com.